case number 11,042, Charles L. Williams, northwest of Road 291, Martins Farm Road, approximately 2,800 feet east of Route 5, Harbison Road. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, members of the Board of Adjustment. My name is John Brady, and I have one witness. If Mr. Moore could swear Mr. Williams in.
Sure. Can you get your full name and address, please?
Charles Lane Williams, 19833 Summer Place, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Do you swear or affirm that all the information you're about to give this board be true and correct, the best knowledge and belief?
Absolutely.
Mr. Brady, I hear you on the radio. This is the first time I've ever seen you in person, and it doesn't fit. I didn't know you were that big a guy.
I'm sorry. You know, you have to do truth in advertising, and my license plate, as Mr. Moore knows, says big guy.
Yeah, right.
And I have two exhibits to hand up to Ms. Isaacs.
Thank you.
The Ravens are winning 17-10 at halftime. So are the Phillies, and so are the Nationals. There's
there
your sports update. I had lunch at dinner tonight before I came here at Georgetown Family Restaurant. And I'm thinking, how do I demonstrate the 6 inches that I need on this? Because as you see in the letter and in the map that are being sent to you, the as-built survey that was done on the pole barn had it 14.6 inches off of the side of Hilda Degato's property. This was built in 2007. Mr. Williams, as you see, was disabled in a workplace accident, and he decided on his property after he had sold some property to after he sold some property to, I believe, Ms. Falk, who's the adjacent property owner, built a pole barn. And that pole barn had, the permit was issued in 2007, and I have a copy of the Certificate of Compliance and Occupancy from the Building Code Department dated 2/20/2008. Some issues came up this year. And through inspections and done by planning and zoning, found that it was 6 foot off. I'm sorry, 6 inches off. And so I was looking, what does 6 inches? Well, it looks like something like this on a square. Or if you know the crackers are 2x2, it's 3 crackers. So here's probably, and Mr. Fuqua told me he tried that exhibit once before several years ago when we talked, and he said, I said, well, I'll try it again. It worked for him.
Did he tell you he lost?
He did not. But at least, you know, I waived the having to maintain the crackers in its original form as part of the hearing.
I only got 4 2-packs of crackers.
Well, I counted. That gave enough for 6 of the 7 of you up there, so. Ms. Hilda Degato, in the letter that was handed out, has no problem with this variance for the 6 inches. I do believe Ms. Folk has an issue because she's present, has moved up from the back to the second row, and I believe that's to address. The pole barn, how it was built in 2007. My client was the owner of the property, and he paid for the materials. He had a volunteer crew come in. And in the notes, when I talked to him about it, they ran a 438-foot string that was run from end to end and pulled tight. They ran it on the stakes that they thought, and apparently it was off by 6 inches. Because as you look on the map, the as-built, when it was done, it's at a little bit of an angle. And if it had done been perfect, it would have been flush up against the house, but it isn't. So there was an inspection prior to the 6x6 poles. It was approved. The CO, as I have here, and I think it's part of your record already, so that's why I'm just holding it here. Ms. Delgado, yeah, there were a bunch of volunteers that came over. Over 13 people helped in the establishment of the pole barn. No one caught the mistake for 5 years. It was not an intentional mistake. They said it's 6 inches off. building is square as the map is located, but it's not square to the manufactured housing unit. But I look at the manufactured housing unit, and it's not square to the property either. I believe this was a genuine mistake. And, you know, having practiced law for 21 years, I look at the requirements that you have to find to grant a variance. And is a unique circumstance or condition, such as irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of lot size or shape, or other physical condition peculiar property, I think because the house was a little off and they measured it, they acted in good faith, that it does qualify in the unique nature. Plus, over 5 years passed before the mistake was found. Number two, is it practical difficulty to fix it? Well, I don't really know how when it's a corner of the building and it's a big pole barn that you cut off 6 inches of the 6x6. Because if I do my math right, that takes out that support, and that means it would probably collapse. So I do believe there's an extreme practical difficulty. The possibility of development. Can it be developed in strict conformity? Well, it's been built, and the adjacent neighbor doesn't oppose it by her letter tonight. Is a variance necessary to use the property? Yes, because, you know, laws are meant to be followed. Ordinance are meant to be followed, but this was a genuine mistake. There is no allegation that, and again, it wasn't done by a contractor, although several contractors helped out. It was, I think I heard earlier in one of the hearings, it eyeballed and it looked right on the eyeball, but it was 6 inches off under further review. I guess that's the new line now when they get the ref involved in something. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? Well, with the one post being a little bit off by the way they put it in, the volunteer crew, it caused it to violate the ordinance. It was the applicant pulled the permit. The applicant did get all the inspections necessary. And I think if it was caught after the 6x6s were there, I think it could have been adjusted at that point. But when the pole barn was finished and 5 years later, it's really tough to do something now. Will a variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? That's where those three crackers come in. I really don't think eyeballing it off the roadway, because it's over, as I see, over 50 feet off the roadway, anybody's going to notice the 6 inches. But I can be wrong. There's, as said, there is someone here to object, the adjacent landowner. Not the one to the side of where it is, but on the other side. Will it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development in the adjacent property? I think that's an absolutely not. Ms. Delgado is okay with her property. In fact, she wrote a letter, and although her son, she said her son was going to be here, he could not make it here tonight. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? That, I think, is also an absolutely not. I mean, this is not like where the 6 inches, it's not 6 feet, it's not 600 feet. It's 6 inches that was due to a mistake in lining the original line and not called for 5 years. Now those last parts under 5, A, B, and C. Will the variance represent the least modification possible to the regulations at issue? Yes. In fact, listening tonight, I think 6 inches is the lowest amount of a variance that's been asked for tonight. And you've had a lot of variances in comparable properties across the county, asking for 5.2 feet, asking for 21 feet. I think the 6 inches is not as big an issue. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? My client wants to comply with the code and the ordinance, and so that's why he's here tonight. If it wasn't for the issue earlier this year, it would not have been discovered. Will the variance represent the least modification possible to regulations at issue? Yes. 6 inches, they said, you know, we have a Latin term, I call it de minimis, and that's really, really small, which I am not. Okay, Mr. Rickards, I'm sorry that my voice is different from what you imagined.
That's all right.
My father, my brother, who are both lawyers, are 5'10 and 165 pounds. I have no idea. Why my genes? I have one uncle who's 6'4", but he's like 185 pounds. No idea, except, you know, being down here in 21 years in Sussex County, it's that good chicken and the good fine eating we have down here. Mr. Williams, is everything I said true and correct? And if you were to testify right now for the same amount of time that I went over, would everything I said be correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, you need to say it loud enough for the recording.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did I miss anything?
No, there's a concrete floor in the building, so moving that post would actually cause a bigger problem.
Okay.
I respectfully submit at this time. I do believe you're going to have opposition for the first one tonight.
Okay. Let me see if we have any questions first from members of the board. We'll start with Mr. Mills.
I don't have a question, but the survey shows that the building is actually 14.6 feet, which would mean that the variance request would be 0.4 feet, which was more like 2.4 crackers.
So I gave more crackers than necessary.
Yeah.
Things are bigger. Things are bigger in your world, I understand.
It's better to ask for a little bit more and not need it all.
How many years has that been up there before this has been discovered?
It was completed in 2008, and according to the date of issuance, it was 2/20/2008. It was built in 2007 and finished with the final inspections in 2008. It was discovered earlier this spring, so I guess from the date of completion, it'd be about 4 years and 5 months. Right now, we're at 4 years and 7 months.
That's what I have, 4 years. Okay, and do a little better with the Eagles, will you please? When you
when I go on the sports show Friday, I'm, you know, next week I got the Ravens, based on how bad the Eagles did yesterday in Cleveland, okay. But I can't control that.
Okay, so there was a CO issued right in 2008.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, any further questions? No, thanks. Mr. Wortman?
Was it found?
Earlier this year, there was a complaint filed that there was improper use of the property. During the inspection, there was a request to have an updated survey. In that inspection, it was found that instead of being 15 feet, it was the 14.6.
So I had a complaint?
There was a complaint.
Okay.
Can I add something?
Okay.
I did file for conditional use with planning and zoning. That has been deferred until this Thursday. That's how it was found. Had to get a survey done.
Okay.
But there was a complaint that caused the conditional use to be filed.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Evans?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Callaway, no other questions. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Ma'am, you may come forward at this time, please.
My name is Margaret Folt, and I live at 27331 Martins Farm Road, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Okay, do you swear or affirm that all the information you give about this case will be true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay.
Hey, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, gentlemen. Two people in our neighborhood, myself and a Mrs. Carol Kane and her husband, John, both wrote letters. I hope you have them before you because I included in them a copy of the survey, which was available to Mr. Williams at the time of the subdivision. And it was immediately after the subdivision that he started to build this building. Now, I did the simple math on here, and even if you look at the building, he's saying, one, that the building is crooked, but you'll see on the survey that the measurement is at the front part or the smallest part of the side available. It is not in the back where there could have been a misunderstanding about the front. So the front of the building had 45.5 feet. And when you subtract the 15-foot setback, Mr. Williams had 30.5 feet. Now, this was measured from a deck originally, a little walkway. But in any event, he would not have had room for a 32-foot building in any, by any means, by just doing the simple math. Now, the other thing that we have a problem with is that had this really been intended as a pole building for storage, it could have been placed anywhere in the back of this property and been completely within the setback requirements. But it had to be placed at the driveway because it was immediately turned into a garage, and even an inspection had garage doors on it. Now, in an AR1, the allowable size of a garage is 900 square feet, or for a car. This building is 1,820 square feet with a total of 950 square feet in additions. So this building is somewhere around 2,700 square feet. If it had been a pole building, could have been placed in the back. Most people do that. But it was immediately placed at this area to be used as a garage. And as a builder, you know, most people would just look at the survey and say, I don't think I can get a 32-foot building in here. I better cut it down. Or they'll ask for a survey. Now, the gentleman that did this survey is very reasonable, Mr. Adams. And if Mr. Williams had come to me and said, I'm not sure about this side setback, which I thought he had been up front on the building permit. I thought he had a permit for a garage, but I found out later he did not. But had he come to me, I would have called Mr. Adams, who is a personal friend, and I would have said, could you please come out and pin this for him? And we would have done that. Probably Mr. Adams wouldn't have even charged us because we're personal friends, he and his wife and I. So I really think that when we both state that we don't think there were unusual conditions here, the only unusual condition was created by where he had to have this building. He had to have it at that location to use as a garage. He couldn't put it anywhere else to use it as a garage, but as a pole building, it could have been put anywhere on that 1.5 acres, and there would have been plenty of room. So I think I went over the different A, B, and C, and D in the letter. I don't think I have to repeat that. But I don't know what, I'm speaking for Mrs. Kane, too, because she couldn't make it tonight. She had a church function. And she feels, too, that what was done was simply to avoid getting a special use permit for the oversized garage, which wasn't required of the pole building. But on the building permit, if you have it in front of you, you'll notice that he also lied about the amount of land he had. He said he had 5 acres. And this land had already been subdivided.
Ma'am,
he had
let me stop you there. We are here tonight, not the use of the pole building.
Right, okay? I know that. But
we're here for a simple, and let's make sure we both understand why you're here.
I understand that. And the only
you're
reason
here
I'm
for the setback variance, and that's the only thing we can consider. We don't care what he uses.
I realize that. But what I'm saying is if it was intended for a pole building, it could have been placed anywhere else on the property.
That's not our decision. Our decision here tonight is whether we're going to grant him a .4.
The only thing I'm saying then is that there was 45.5 feet available. And when he subtracted, he did not have room for a 32-foot building. So that's all. Thank you for your time and your concerns. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive a letter in opposition from John and Carol Kane from Mrs. Fulton.
Same people.
That you have received.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Got a question.
Mr. Mills.
Couple.
Okay. Big guy.
I don't see, I assume that this is part of the survey. Is that correct? I don't see any formal survey that was submitted to us.
I think I handed it up.
Okay.
Yes, it's stamped, John.
And that's what I brought tonight, the stamped survey, a copy for each member.
How many square feet is the building?
1,800 square feet.
It's not 32.
1,800.
1,800 square feet.
And is there a limit on a pole building or garage square footage?
There's a lean-to on the back and an awning on the front.
Mrs. Falcon said that there's a limit to 900 square feet for a pole building or accessory structure in AR1. Is that correct or incorrect? I'm not aware of it.
No, it states, I can't read it for you.
I was issued a permit.
Sorry, give me a minute.
That's okay, no problem. While she's looking that up, this drawing, it was submitted with the application. Is that from the survey? Do you know?
I believe it was, okay. But the rules require a formal survey with a seal, and that's what I handed up tonight.
And that shows
my
the same as this
filed,
here?
Yes, my client filed the application pro se. I got on in it late so I could miss tonight's football.
The 900 square feet comes into play only if they're asking for a special use exception as for private garages for more than four automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
And with a floor area of more than 900 square feet, that's what that is.
I'm asking for that.
But not storage.
Storage of more than four vehicles at one time.
Okay.
For a private garage.
All right.
So you can build a pole building over 900 square feet.
It doesn't matter what size, as long as you can meet the setback.
Okay.
Sure. Question.
But for the purpose of vehicles, it can only be 900 square feet.
If you're storing more than four automobiles in
it. I got you.
Right. There we go. Thank you for that.
Hey, you could turn that pole building into a house later on, you wanted to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anything further, Mr. Vice Chairman?
Nope. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. And no further questions? No further opposition? Chair will entertain a motion.
And as Mr. Rickard said properly, note in his remarks, the only thing being decided at this hearing is just the variance and the location of the building and the variance from this setback violation.
Mr. Chairman, I haven't had an opportunity to read the opposition's letter, and I would like to look at the survey. So I would make a motion that we table case number 11,042 until our next regular meeting.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,042 until our next regular meeting, which will be on September the 24th.
24th?
That's a good day, yes. All those in favor of the motion? Voting time?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Again, it will be tabled until September the 24th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.